Welcome to Heaven's Talk.
Heaven's Talk educates you on Christianity and religious views. It helps you to understand the world around you.
It's very educational and it doesn't shy away from any topic, so whatever you're thinking, it will talk about it.
Heaven's Talk is on. Have you been listening to Heaven's Talk?
Who doesn't listen to Heaven's Talk?
Heaven's Talk.
Heaven's Talk.
You're listening to Heaven's Talk. Welcome to Heaven's Talk. I'm your host, Anthony Sinclair. This week is the Praise and Worship Special. Recently, Rachel met up with some amazing ministers, and we'll have a listen to the interview she had with the London Community Gospel Choir, the lead singer of Delirious, Martin Smith, the lead singer of Chaos Curb Collaboration, Dave, and the band 1224. These artists give some amazing teaching, and generally are fun conversations to listen to. I'm sure you'll enjoy. You're listening to the Praise and Worship Special with Rachel Malota.
I'm here at Festival of Praise with London Community Gospel Choir.
One, two, three, one. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. I run to the mountains and the mountains stand by me. When the earth is around me, sinking sand, oh Christ, the solid, solid rock I'll stand. 'Cause when I need shelter and when I need a friend, I'll go to the rock. Oh, yes.
Founder of London Community Gospel Choir. Can't even say the name. They get it. They're phasing me.
Annette Bowen. Member of the choir.
Becky Thomas, another member.
You know, in London, you guys are very blessed. We don't have very much big vocals like these in Manchester. I am from Manchester, I'm sorry guys, but I'll give it up to London. How did this group begin? How did it come together?
As it turned out, I have to say that it was the call of God, but at the time I was acting on a passion and a desire to celebrate gospel music along with about four other choir leaders. And we decided that we would combine our different units and have a mass choir and just put on, hire a hall, rehearse some songs and just have an evening celebrating gospel music. That was the original idea. But after the event that we did, it's as if it just kick-started an awareness and a love and a passion, a desire to have gospel music more active within the church and within the community. And people just applied to become members of this new movement, which is London Community Gospel Choir. And so literally within a month, 2 months, one of my living rooms was taken over as office and inquiries and started coming through for this choir to perform and do all sorts of different things. That took more than 30 seconds, might I add.
Yeah. But that was good.
Was that good?
That was good.
It was more than
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm telling the truth, right?
You are.
As time progressed, we started traveling abroad. We were being invited by TV shows to perform, which was unheard of at the time. We're talking about 1982, 83, 4, 5. And we were hearing American gospel music, and that was inspiring us. And we wanted it here. I wanted it here. The James Clevelands, the Shirley Caesars, the Caravans, the Aretha Franklins, Billy Preston. These were names that maybe a lot of the youngsters might not know now, but those were the people who were celebrating gospel music and taking gospel to the wider community. So we tapped into the inspiration that they were sending to us and created our own here in London. And the community loved it. They still do. And so we started, we began performing in all sorts of festivals, rock festivals, jazz festivals, blues, because that's where people were inviting us to go. And it was controversial back there to church people, but the community loved it.
Yes.
And that is where we have been ever since, because we are reaching people who would not go to church to hear the message. We're taking the message to them, which is what Christ told his disciples to do. Yes. So we are not better than anybody else. We're just following what the man said. And he is the boss after all.
Yes.
I love that. I love that so much. You know, the gospel, sometimes we feel like it's supposed to be behind these four walls that we meet.
Yeah.
But people really mistake that it's out there that we need to be going out. And I really love that. When the So in this modern society then, would you say that you've got pressure to adhere to the modern sound of music, or would you say that you want to keep things traditional? What's your view on the music?
I believe you need to try and find a balance. Because if you try and stay one way, you lose generations. But if you take flavors, underpinning it all with the root of the gospel, then you will be able to appeal to all the generations, because everything changes in life. And if you remain still, it's like a lake that has no flowing water. It becomes stagnant and it stinks and ugly things grow in it. But if you're moving and you're progressing and you're changing, then you're more likely to attract people who want to see and hear what you have to say. So yeah, it's important to take elements of the new things that are happening around you. Don't let it dominate who you are, but take flavors of it and you present it, send it back out there. That is my theme, that's my attitude, and that's what I kept with LCGC all the years.
I love that. I love that so much. So what is God telling you individually about 2015? What should we expect?
Well, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Sometimes with LCGC, we're full of surprises. So hopefully 2015 will bring forth some new music, some new sounds, just more shows, more LCGC concerts. And just, yeah, taking our sound, people sometimes go, oh my gosh, you guys are a little bit different. So hopefully we'll be able to bring that out to the masses. So hopefully 2015 should be the year for that. Yeah.
So do you do this full-time? Do you sing full-time in this choir?
I do, yeah. Gosh, I've been singing full-time now. I won't tell you how long, because you'll guess my age.
At least 75 years.
Yeah, it's about that. And it's something that I enjoy, and I feel very blessed to do something that I enjoy. As a living, as a ministry, and just being able to share the gospel through song. I think it's a marvelous thing.
So what would you say to those people out there who say, I've got a gift of singing, but I just don't know how to get into it? Would you say that singing would provide, an income, or would, because it, of course it's their pleasure, but then what about people who don't have money? Would you say that they should pursue this career, or whether they should look elsewhere?
I'd say that it's very important to have something to fall back on, most definitely. However, it's also important to follow your dreams, because you don't want to, I guess, later on in life, you don't want to, oh, I should have done that, I could have done that. You don't want to live life with regrets, do you know what I mean? I think it's important to live your dreams and also have something to fall back on. Life is about balance, I'd say. But yeah, you can definitely earn a living from it. If you fall into the right circles,
yeah. Okay, finally, where can we find your music?
Certainly from the LCGC office in East London. We're based in Walthamstow. Website is lcgc.org.uk. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook,
Instagram. So you can catch us on LCGC Picks, is that right?
Yeah, PIX.
PIX Picks. You can catch us on LCGC Tweets, that's on Twitter, and London Community Gospel Choir on Facebook.
Great, thank you very much for being with us at Heaven's Talk. Thank you.
What's this life all about? Sometimes it doesn't make sense yet. So I went to some friends I knew, and they said,
you're listening to Heaven's Talk.
We love that you listen to Heaven's Talk. Keep in touch with us on social media. On Twitter and Instagram, it's at Heaven's Talk. And on Facebook, just search facebook.com/heavenstalk.
with Heaven's Talk at Night and Day Club with Martin Smith, the lead singer of Delirious, and just an absolute worship, praise legend and rock legend. Please introduce yourself, Martin. Don't be shy. Tell us all about yourself and tell us what you've done in your music industry.
Well, hi there, everyone. It's great to be on the show. We've just been playing at the Night and Day Cafe in Manchester. We're on a tour of 11 dates and all of sort of small rock and roll venues around the UK. It's been really exciting just to connect with people again after all these years in a really intimate setting. It's been great to see what's been happening.
Fantastic. Well, you're best known for songs like I Could Sing of Your Love Forever, Majesty, Obsession, all these wonderful songs. What would you say to those out there who say, you know what, rock music is satanic, you know, it's not of God, it can't be in the church. What would you say to those people out there?
Yeah, I don't know whether there's a style of music that's, you know, good or bad. I think it's all what you do with it, isn't it? It's all about the heart. And, you know, you can take a bit of wood and make a cross, or you can take a bit of wood and kill someone with it. So I think it's all what you do with stuff. We love music, we love it loud, and it's been great tonight to see people's reaction.
In 9 to 5, you had an incident that made you rethink your life. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, I had a car crash, and it was amazing that I got out alive, and really sort of woke me up from everything. And I spent 2 weeks in hospital, broke my leg, and I wrote many songs while I was sitting there, one including Obsession. And I think that was the beginning of that of a season, because I got everybody together, all my friends, and that's when we gave birth to Delirious, and that was a great season.
What can I do with my obsession? With the things I cannot see? Is there madness in my being? Is it wind that blows the trees? Sometimes you're further than the moon. Sometimes you're closer than the skin. And you surround me like a winter fog. Come and burn me with a kiss. And my heart.
So, as a legendary songwriter, singer, and musician, what would you say? What would you say your best advice is for those out there trying to follow into your footsteps, trying to accomplish what you've done in the music industry?
Well, I think you've got to keep it real, haven't you? You've got to keep what you do authentic. It's got to come from the heart. You know, you can't copy people, and I think that's the main thing. And you know, just surround yourself with great people that you trust and that can advise you, and I think that's a good start.
Although your rock music is absolutely awesome and fun, my best moments with yourself and Delirious and all these things that you've done are the intimate worship songs that you've just taken us to different places. Like you did a collaboration with Jesus Culture, and you just took us to some place like the Song of Solomon. That's just an absolutely intimate worship song. How do you cultivate such an intimate atmosphere in worship? Although you do rock, and you know, you were jumping around, and then you just make it quiet, like this evening, like you did at this concert. You just made it quiet, and everybody just connects to the heart of God. How do you do that?
I don't know. If I knew, it would happen every time. But I think I trust in what God's given me and what God's doing. And you know, I like to sing, you know, I like to sing to people, I like to sing to God, and it's amazing when those precious little intimate moments come around, isn't it? And, you know, tonight there was a moment of silence, and I thought, well, I wasn't expecting this tonight, but it's great.
Feel like dancing. It's foolishness, I know, but when the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing.
You're listening to the Praise and Worship Special with Rachel Malota.
I'm at Night and Day Club with Dave from an amazing rock band. It's just absolutely amazing. Please, could you introduce yourself, Dave?
Absolutely. Yeah, my name's Dave Griffiths. I'm the singer in a band called Chaos Curb Collaboration. And we're from Bournemouth on the south coast.
Tonight was something else. We just experienced another level of like praising God with like your rock. It is just amazing. How did you guys come together initially?
Well, four of us have been playing together for over 10 years. We were in a band together before this one. And the guitarist Rich, I've known about the same amount of time, really, about 10 years. And recently got back in contact with him. We did an album a couple of years ago, which I pulled guys in from different places, like Tim Jupp, who's in Delirious, came and played keys on it, and Mark James, and co-writes with people like Paul Oakley and Sam Lane. So it's kind of a collaborative thing. That's why it's called Chaos Curb Collaboration, and these guys are kind of the bedrock of that collaboration, really, the live band.
What can we see in the future then? Where can we find your music? What can we see you doing next in the future?
Well, we're quite a festival-y kind of band, so we're often at Big Church Day Out and Creation Fest and River Camp and various Bible kind of weeks in the summer, so we'll probably turn up at a few of those. Regarding touring, I think there's some plans for sort of around Easter. We've got some invites from different places, so that'd be nice to get out again and play. Really, we want to kind of keep doing local stuff in Bournemouth where we're from, because that's, you know, that's the ministry that we feel we have, is to kind of encourage the church there to look past the four walls of their buildings and get out and do some sort of, you know, kind of evangelism, I guess is the old school word for it, but just changing the atmosphere of the town by doing random acts of kindness and stuff like that, paying for people's parking, coffee, you know, feeding the homeless, that kind of stuff is really where our passion is. We don't want to be just a band, we want to be a movement of people that recognise that, you know, the fields are white for harvest, if you like.
I guess you're practising what you preach, as in the joining to be a part of Martin Smith's big, the God's Great Club Tour, which is beyond church, and some people may frown on it, some conservative Christians, but what would you say to those people?
Chill out, have a beer, and get to the club, because, you know, I think, seriously speaking, Jesus wasn't always in the synagogue, was he? He was hanging out with people, and I seriously think that should he be walking around now, he would be in places like this and associating with people that frequent these places. And I think if we're going to be seriously following Jesus, we need to follow him out of the church building and into the club scene in your town and your city. And that's really the vision of this tour, is to get out of the kind of normal sort of arena that Martin usually plays in, which is the church kind of events and conferences, and to be out in the clubs. And you know, we've met several people that have come to each gig who will have never really heard him say, back even in Delirious days, they're encountering him here because friends have brought them along. And it's just a great thing. I think this is a time where God's challenging his people, particularly musicians, to get out and to be in the music scene in their cities. And someone like Martin's able to do that on a national basis because he's got such a strong following who will, you know, come out and see him. Everywhere.
You're listening to Heaven's Talk.
We love that you listen to Heaven's Talk. Keep in touch with us on social media. On Twitter and Instagram, it's at Heaven's Talk. And on Facebook, just search facebook.com/Heaven's Talk.
I'm here with 1224 at Festival of Praise, and they have just come off stage and they were electric. I loved the performance. It was just mind-boggling. I loved it. I love you guys all the time. You bring it, and you really set the high. You really set the bar very high every single time. So could you tell us a bit about yourself? First of all, your names?
Yeah.
Christina.
Josh.
Ryan.
Could you tell us a bit of how you guys came together? Because you're just like, I don't know, you're electric. How did you find each other?
Right, so, yeah, it's funny because Ryan's from America, if you detected the Ryan. Christina's from down south Milton Keynes, but also Ghana as well. And then I'm from Manchester. So all very, very far away. And then the Lord kind of put us together. So there's a charity called the Message Trust that we work for. They have a training program called Message Academy. It's for young adults, like 18 to 25 year olds, to come and train to be evangelists. But if you've got like a creative talent, if it's rapping, singing, dancing, or you just want to do kind of underground urban youth work, then it's really for you to kind of grow as an evangelist, as somebody who can tell people about Jesus in language they can understand. My boy Ryan, he got challenged by someone in his church to do it because he got seen rapping in church, and he was like, bro, you need to go to England. And he was like, okay, you're weird. But eventually God kind of told him, and he came after praying. And Christina, similar, like all three of us on our own spiritual kind of journey with God, and God kind of directing us to that place. Came together, friends on the course, and then the Message Trust asked us to be a band and kind of go into schools and really talk about our faith and share our faith in schools. And then from there, the band's grown as we've done bigger gigs and all that kind of stuff. But on the ground, a lot of our time is spent face to face with young people. That's our heart, that's where we're at. So whether that be in school or a big concert like this, we're always still looking out for those young people, because that's really where our kind of heart connection is.
Who could you say in the Bible that you are that person, or you are aspiring to be that person, and why?
Oh, that's a good one. I think most people love this guy, David. His worship was radical. Very, very radical, and you know, to the point where his clothes was falling off and ripping off clothes and things like that. And obviously, as you see us on stage, it's not just about the hype. We love performing for sure, but that's who we are when we're worshiping God as well. When we're in our secret place, we're just like, God, we give our everything to you. So for me, I know it's David, and I know that kind of reflects on and the guys as well. But yeah, they might have their own as well. So
yeah, I would say Peter. Because for me, that kind of his life kind of reflects my story. Like, you know, he's just a regular guy, stuffed it up loads of times. Even when he was in a friendship with Jesus, he still messed it up time and time again. And that's kind of been my story for a long time. But then when you read 1st and 2nd Peter in the Bible, you just see a completely different Peter. Like, wow, look at this writing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And that kind of reflects my journey of kind of going just from a normal kind of guy, stuffing it up, messing up with Jesus, but then God's making me not perfect. I'm not perfect, but I'm not the man I used to be. I'm a new creation. So that kind of helps.
Mm. I don't know what her name was, but there's this lady in the Bible where this priest like seen her like praying, and he could tell she was having this like emotional thing going on inside her. But it said that like, is it Hannah? It said, and she didn't, like, he could see, she didn't even make a noise, but there was so much going on inside. And I feel like the past couple of years, I'm like, yeah, that's totally me. Like, there's so much stuff, like, I'm working out with God inside of me, and, like, no noise has yet been made as to what it actually is, but, like, there's stuff going on. So when I read that, I was like, man, I relate to that woman, because sometimes it probably looks like I'm just stood there like spacing out, but there's so much going on, like really inside my heart and in my mind and stuff like that. It's like, wow, that's deep.
Next, you guys like are really like very energetic out there, and I love it very much. What's next? Are we seeing a new album at all?
Yeah. At the moment, though, we are releasing a new single called Higher. We performed it today. We absolutely love it. We think it's amazing, not just because we're amazing or whatever, just because we're saying, you know, God is amazing, and yeah, he lifts us higher because he's higher.
Time, I know that I can trust you. Arms open wide, you lift me up from the darkness into the light. And so I throw my hands up, singing, I will survive.
You take me higher, high, high off the ground. You take me higher.
You can find all our music on 1224.co.uk, or, I mean, everybody knows Google, so you just type in the word 12, number 24, everything's on there, everything's on YouTube, and yeah, our Facebook and stuff like that. That's where you kind of get the know-how of where you get our music from.
So that's 12 as in the word, and then 24 the digits.
Let me tell you about a love that I know so real that I can't conceal. I ain't have no poppy, now God got me. That's why it is what it does, what it do. This is for you, yeah, me, you. Lay it all down and watch what he do. Everything broken, all made new. That's why I died on the cross that I know you take me higher.
I've been through time after time. I know that I can trust you. Arms open wide, you lift me up from the darkness into the light. And so I throw my hands up singing, I will survive.
You take me higher, high, high off the ground. You take me higher, high, high, higher, higher, high, high off the ground. You take me higher, high.
You take me.
With a clip full of fire, bang. Yeah, I've been through the wire, but I'm better than ever, I burn brighter. Ah, put in the work, me and my team won't go in reverse. Won't let my past determine my future. Christina, take him to church.
You take me higher, higher, high off the ground. You take me higher,
to Heaven's Talk. Keep in touch with us on social media. On Twitter and Instagram, it's at Heaven's Talk, and on Facebook, just search facebook.com/heavenstalk.
You've been listening to Heaven's Talk. Be sure to tune in again next week.